Welcome to Energy Stew. This is Peter Roth, your host, and we're going to be empowered today. We're going to work on our transformation and self-actualization, nonetheless. This is going to be a power-packed show with information to help us grow, to help us be better at who we are. And we're going to be talking about the gates of power. And there are seven gates, and we're going to be learning about those and a lot else in manifesting our power in life. And to do that is the creator of this system of gates of power, Nomi Bachar. Welcome, Nomi.
Thank you.
And I'm so glad that you could talk with us about these gates. Do you want to go over each of the seven gates? I know that this is a generalization, and there's so much more behind each gate, and people will certainly be familiar with these gates even to begin with. So what are those gates?
Well, what I want to say is that I want people to imagine that they are a house, a beautiful house, and the house has seven wonderful big windows. And those windows allow the light inside of the house to shine through into the world, and the light of the world to go inside the house.
So these are our windows in the world.
The windows of the soul, so to speak.
I like
they
that.
There are gates that through which our energy, our inspiration, our creativity, our love, our energy flows out, and the energy, inspiration, and love on the outside flows in. So it's very important that those windows are clear, because if they're barred or have a lot of crud on them, then the light of you, which is the light of you sitting inside the house, would not come out, and the light of outside would not come
in. And it might be that many of us have a bunch of clear windows and some that are opaque.
Exactly. So also I want us to imagine that inside the house there is a beautiful light, which is us, the light of the consciousness inside of us. And that light is covered with a shroud, like some kind of a dark shroud.
This could be a lot of the conditioning in life.
Yes.
People who have doubted us.
Yes.
A lot of negativity around us.
Exactly. I mean, internalized, painful,
right,
negative
in ways
beliefs
that we feel limited because of this conditioning.
Yes. So the shroud is sitting on the light, and some of the windows are barred. And we don't want that. We want the light to be without that shroud and to be shining powerfully.
Of course, we all want to be as powerful as we can be.
Right.
And let our light shine as greatly as it can.
Yes.
And we doubt, you know, there's some ways of your gates, we haven't gone over them, but some of your gates we might feel very proud of and very good at. And those windows, we can use our light. And others we avoid.
Yes.
We don't even want to look out because it discourages us to try those windows.
Exactly. So a lot of people are struggling with that sense of a dimmed light and blockages. And they don't know how to, you know, they go here and there and everywhere. But this method goes right to the core in terms of to get to the root of where did it start? What happened that dimmed that light in the center of the house?
I would presume that everybody has some windows that aren't working perfectly.
Yes, you're right. But I want to talk for a minute about that lamp in the middle of the house, which is the core of our being.
Sure. That's our heart, let's say,
that's
also.
That's the heart that is the center, our essence, the center of us. And what I say is that there are three aspects that live together within that heart, and that is our defensive self, our emotional self, and our expanded self. The emotional self is like the child self. It has all the emotions. The defensive self is what we had to do to survive. The ways of being, the tactics that we acquired.
Our filters.
To be able to survive.
Right. I would say that we filter a lot to protect ourselves.
We filter, we contract, we sometimes control or our own feelings. We do a lot of different defensive.
Sure. It's our survival.
It's to survive. But that helped us come here, but it's really not helping us you lift that veil from that lamp.
Of course.
Right? So, but the defensive self was necessary, but now we need to work with it and soften it. Now, the expanded self, which is our spark of the divine within us, our wise, witnessing, healing, guiding self, that is the one that can coach and help the two other ones. And in this system, it's very important to create healthy relationships.
It's also good to know that we have that potential in us.
Yes, we're born with it. Everybody has it. Some have it more developed than others.
Yes, yes. And it's self-confidence, it's self-love, self-worth, self-esteem.
It's the light of awareness, compassion, and vision within us.
Mm-hmm. You can see how that gets dampened in so many people through our life experiences, through our discouragements, and the ways that life has shown us our limitations.
Yes, but what I want to tell you, Peter, that the expanded self, is never dampened. What gets dampened, in my experience, is our emotional self. Our emotional self, that childlike self within us, that gets hurt.
Sure.
And that gets covered by the defensive coat that we have to acquire to survive.
Right.
Our expanded self, which is our spiritual, is never touched, but it's not activated in a lot of people. And this method shows you how to not only get in touch with your expanded self, but how to train that to help the two other aspects that are crippled by certain traumas and certain pains and so on.
Right. And I watch myself behave in certain ways that I'm not thrilled about.
Right.
And I say, look at that. Why am I doing that versus something that might be more expanded?
Right. So who is that? Usually it's your defensive self.
Sure.
That
I'm protecting myself.
You're protecting yourself. And we know that we don't need to protect ourselves to the extent that we are, you know.
But our survival is not that obvious to us when we're in the process. And so we might overdo it.
Overdoing it.
Right, right.
Yes.
And some people have OCD and whatever. You know, there are people who just don't have the perspective to see how much they're limiting themselves.
All right. But in this system, I teach everybody to learn to be very grounded in their expanded self and to begin to identify themselves as their expanded self and not as their defensive or even their emotional.
Sounds like good conditioning.
Good conditioning. And help the other aspects come into the same enlightenment.
Well, I guess the question is how these techniques can work. It's a great intention to have, and obviously you've been doing this for a while,
right,
so you've
right.
seen it work with people.
Yes.
And I think we'll talk about some examples of this.
Yes. Okay.
And now, are there any other... We haven't talked about what these gates are.
Yes, I'm going to explain them. Okay, so let's go back to the metaphor of the house, those big, beautiful windows, windows of the soul. The first gate is the gate of the body. The body is a great channel of energy, of aliveness, a spirit.
And what I'm thinking of is how many people are insecure about their bodies.
Yes.
And you can see it in their posture,
right.
Their gait, just their body language.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. And actually, I have a workshop that's called The Body, A Prison or a Fire Chariot. Your body can become your prison. If you don't like it, if you have if you fight against it, if you're not working with it, it becomes your prison.
And it's also habits that endanger the body.
Yes.
Eating habits.
Yes.
Sleeping habits.
Yes. Yes.
Lack of exercise.
Yes. So our self-loathing and judgment many times is projected onto the body. Mm-hmm. Our unresolved feelings and suffering and constriction is impacting on the body all the time. The body is like the mirror of the soul. So that gate needs to be opened. And we have a lot of exercises and processes and commitments that help do that. The next gate is the gate of emotions. That gate can be very blocked, as we know, if emotions are not attended to, are not released, are not reintegrated.
Right, and sometimes it's the emotions are too loose, or sometimes they're too repressed.
Yeah.
And we're not allowing ourselves to live in the full scope of
yes.
emotions.
Yes, but you need that expanded self, that compassionate, loving, guiding container to embrace your emotional self and guide it. It's just like the parent self, so to speak, needs to be present so that the emotions can begin to flow and rehabilitate themselves. Mm-hmm. But a lot of people are not in touch with that expanded self, as we said before. So they're not embracing and are not containing compassionately their emotional self.
Well, many times we've seen the results of our emotions running amok, and we're frightened by our emotions.
Yes. That's why I'm saying if a child has a parent, a loving parent, to calm you, to speak to you about your feelings, then you won't be going berserk with your emotions.
Right. And a lot of people have been punished for their emotions.
Yes.
In ways that they say, oh, emotions aren't good.
Exactly.
I have to repress them.
Yes.
And so many people can't be in their feelings.
Yes. That's why the training of having your expanded self be there for yourself and embrace you and guide you, it's less scary to feel then.
Well, I think what we're looking at is an understanding of emotions, but I think that what's important is what are the processes that you bring people through to actually make this gate a workable gate.
Very different ones.
Yeah, that's the point. That's what we're going to get to is
yeah.
What are the processes about these important aspects of life?
Yes. So let's just cover the gates. The next gate is the gate of dialogue, which is the gate of relating and communicating.
Expressing.
Relating and communicating.
But expressing
in that regard, yes.
Right.
And that is the relationships, all relationships, your relationship to yourself first and foremost, and your relationship to others, and your relationship to animals and nature right. and the stars, whatever.
I think self-dialogue is a big part of it.
Self-dialogue is a very big, and this is where the three aspects come again, where I teach people to use their expanded self and create a good dialogue, create a teamwork.
When you say expanded self, I'm automatically I'm translating that into loving self.
You can, yes. Loving, wise, intuitive.
Right. All those. That's great.
Let's say more objective. More
mature.
Mature. It's if you want to think about the expanded self as a little spark of God within you, with that, all the
that,
wisdom.
That knows better.
That knows better. With all the wisdom, with all the grace and all of
okay,
that.
Okay, so we have that.
So that's the gate of dialogue.
Okay.
To create a healthy dialogue inside of ourselves and all around us.
Right.
The next gate is the gate of creative expression. This is where expression comes. This is the gate of creativity, arts, fun, pleasure, play, adventure.
Fantasy.
That's the fun gate where our emotional self.
So are we having a good enough time yet?
Yes, yes. The child self is allowed to play and create. And that's a wonderful gate. And we a lot of us are blocked in it. The next gate is the gate of life path, which is the gate of our purpose.
Purpose, that's what I was
thinking. Our mission, our lessons.
Right.
Our unique contribution.
Right. Do we know what we're here for?
Why are we here? Yes. We're here to grow. Everybody's here
right,
to grow.
Right. But what's our particular contribution?
In what specific way
are
we here to learn and contribute?
Right.
So that's a wonderful gate. And then there is the gate of silence, which is a gate of silence.
Well, it's finding peace within.
Peace, silence, very deep silence, prayer, meditation, finding who we are behind and beyond our chattering mind, way beyond that, where our energy unifies.
I would call it the space of oneness.
The space of oneness, exactly. And that you can't find that unless you become still. So that gate, I have, I think, 75 different meditations that we do.
Wow.
Moving meditations, walking meditations, drawing meditations, sound meditations, breath meditations, sitting, all kinds of meditations, ways of doing prayer, like conversations with God. So it's a wonderful gate and very, very important. And the last gate is the gate of knowledge, which is knowledge of ourselves, knowledge of others, knowledge of life. And it includes all knowledge. And that gate needs to be attended to all the time. We need to pursue knowledge all the time.
Some of us. Some of us.
In astrology,
I have all air signs. And air is mind. And so I always say that I'm a very cerebral person. So knowledge, of course, is very important to me.
Yes. But you know what? Knowledge can be acquired in ways that are not cerebral.
Sure. Experience.
Yes. That's also the gate of knowledge.
Sure.
Anything that you go, aha, in whichever way it happens.
Right. If you're burned and you go, aha, I got burned. I'm not going to do that again.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Or if you fall in love and you go, aha.
Yeah. 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 You learn from life.
You learn from life. Yeah. So that's the gate of embracing that knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
So these are the seven gates.
Right.
And I spoke about the three aspects. Now, if you want, I can pick up an example.
Sure.
And show us.
Let's move this forward.
Okay. I'm thinking, I'm going to choose a specific client that I'm working with right now. She's a very young, she's 20, which is young. She was adopted at the age of 3 months. Beautiful parents gave her a lot of love and so on. But those 3 months impacted on her.
Of course.
Because 3 months of a child without the embrace and the bonding is startling.
And there's an innate sense of rejection and abandonment.
Exactly. So this is what we have here. We have that light within the house that we spoke about.
But very dampened by experience.
By that sense of rejection and abandonment.
Right.
So the first thing I do with anybody that comes to me, we have a series of questions and a chart that helps us go to the root of the manifestation. If the manifestations are, in her case, it was a lot of addictions.
Mm-hmm.
That was the external manifestation. But we go from the symptoms, we call it symptoms, into causes and then into roots. And we define the starting point where it all started.
And that's actually what therapy is about.
Yes. Yes. People... We just do that within three times.
Okay.
We create the map of, we call it the tree of suffering. We create that map in three or four sessions. It doesn't take us long because I've created a very specific way of doing that.
And people have to be willing to look at themselves.
Yeah, without that, we can't even do any work.
Of course.
So, okay, so we define that. And now we started to, work, right? We said, all right, let's look at the body, the gate of the body. How is this contraction and severe pain showing in the gate of the body? And we saw tremendous pain in the neck and the shoulders, collapsed chest, and very shallow breathing. There are a couple of other things, but I'll just take that.
Right.
So we always say, okay, how do we use the body, this gate, to open the energy field, to open...
Yeah, if you can change the way the body's being held, then the psyche will actually respond
to that. Exactly. So I created with her a little, if you want to call it, movement sentence
exercises.
For herself.
Yeah, exercises for the body to reframe it.
Yeah, but I call it movement sentence because I don't want to think about it as exercise. Of course, she does yoga and all of that stuff. But she has her own unique few exercises,
right.
Gestures.
Right, to make up for these limitations.
She created with me, and they're unique to her,
right.
And they're opening her up.
Sounds good.
And, of course, we talk about diet and rest and all of the other stuff. So that's what we're doing under the gate of the body. And then the gate of emotions. How do we work on that? Well, we work on feeling safe to really feel the pain of the rejection and the abandonment.
How do you create that?
She knows about her expanded self.
Okay.
So we always work on creating, bringing the expanded self into the room and into her way of supporting herself.
So it's the part of her that can love herself again.
Yes. So we work a lot with holding either a pillow or holding something that she could choose to bring. And in that way, she's holding her emotional self. And when she's crying and releasing, there is a sense of being held.
Hmm.
It's not the scariness of just I'm crying and I'm getting, and nobody is hearing me.
Well, I guess we could also project ourselves out and then embrace that self also.
Yes. So we do it in the beginning when somebody starts. We do it by the physical holding.
Okay.
But then they learn how to do that, and they can even do it in, you know.
Without any object.
Without anything. They close their eyes for a minute in the subway.
Right.
And they can just infuse love.
Mm-hmm.
They just embrace.
It's so beautiful to be able to infuse love. We're actually running late in the show, so we want to go over these other gates and just give quick examples.
Okay. The same thing, we did the Gate of Dialogue. We do a lot of loving dialogue, internal dialogue with the same client that I've...
That's great. So you give them dialogues or help them find dialogues that so they can reinforce themselves.
Yes.
Okay.
And then the Gate of Creative Expression, she does a lot of, just like all of my clients, a lot of writing and drawing and moving and sounding. And we use a lot of
very
creative...
Nice. Yeah.
And Gate of Life Path, it's very important to find what are you good at? You get a sense of pride and sense of self from... What are you good at? What are you here to give?
And you help people identify that?
Yes, absolutely. We have...
There's a lot of people can't identify for
themselves.
We have
a lot of exercises under each gate. And this gate, we have very specific way. And she found, and she's finding, and actually she's going to go into the healing profession. And she's young, but she's going to go into acupuncture and... So on. She's very passionate about it. So she's starting to get a sense of value.
Mm-hmm.
And then Gate of Silence, we do meditation. Every session either starts with a meditation or ends with a meditation. So they do that. Gate of Knowledge, I encouraged her. I said, if you're interested in the healing, then let's get a little library. Let's get going. And she's done that. Well, she's getting
right, and
acquiring.
having learning about these gates of power is a gate of knowledge in itself.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So this is wonderful to hear all this. Now there's so much more behind it all, and just introducing it has we've used up most of the half hour, and so I think we should do a show where we actually talk about exercises.
I would love that.
Yeah. What is it that our audience can play with and expand themselves?
Yes.
So
yes,
we look forward to having a show where we can all learn to be more expansive.
Yes, exactly.
Have that expansive self get to work.
Yes, exactly.
I'm inspired. I think we can all see that we need work one way or another.
Yes.
There are ways that we don't trust ourselves or believe in ourselves. In other ways, we might feel very confident.
Right.
And so it's good to clean up our act.
Yes. Yes.
So you must enjoy this a lot.
We want to go out in a blaze, don't we? I do.
Well,
I want to go out really free and really.
I don't know about blaze.
Expressive.
I think I want to go out full.
Full, okay.
That's my word for
it. Right.
Full of heart and love and joy.
Yes.
And just know that I'm always going to be ahead of the game.
Right. Yeah. When I say blaze, I mean like a lot of energy and light and expression and, you know, like nothing left. Uh-huh. Unexpressed.
Well,
all
there's,
the good
there's
stuff.
Always more, but because no one is able to manifest everything because we all have our own unique lives.
Yes, of course.
So we actually express what our uniqueness is.
Whatever our being is, the colors that are there, we want to express them.
Are we fully ourselves?
Yes, exactly.
And love that.
Yes. Enjoy that and have others enjoy us.
Right. And so this is an opportunity. I'm so glad that we can look at these windows, gates, and see where, I mean, I think right now our audience is probably having a sense of where they can look at themselves and say, do I have enough silence in my life?
Right.
Do I have enough sense of life path?
Right.
Am I dialoguing in a fair way to myself?
Right.
Am I restricting emotions or expressing emotions wholly?
Exactly.
Do I honor my body enough? Am I taking care of my body the way
I should? Am I listening to the signals that it's giving me?
Right. So there's so many ways that we can be conscious. This is mindfulness.
Yes.
And we can learn to be more mindful about ourselves. So I want to thank you. Now, Nomi Bachar, N-O-M-I B-A-C-H-A-R.
Right, and it says Bahar. It's
Bahar.
It's hard to pronounce.
And how can people contact you?
Gatesofpower.com, www.gatesofpower.com.
Okay, great.
And the number is there, and the email is there, and
everything
is there.
And you live on the Upper West Side
And I live on the Upper West Side.
Great,
yes.
Thank you so much.
I work and live here.
Yes, great. And this is Peter Roth, your host of Energy Stew at Progressive Radio Network. I can be reached at Peter at HeartRiver, HEART River.org, or 212-222-7748. And thank you so much for listening.